As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Tuesday, September the 8th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, the official webpage of this network. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news, lots of that, hard facts, certainly workable solutions for you today. With our returning guest, independent researcher Vicki Davis, as we continue our tracking of this pathological technocracy that is emerging as a new global order. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone. Call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call 512-904-8014 to join me live on air, and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's BVL, like Become Vocal Local Host, at centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. And again, our listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. Big news in the gold market today. All the gold bulls are going to be real happy. Gold surpasses $1,008 in early morning Asian trading, an 18-month high on the falling U.S. dollar. Commodities and the currencies are all rising. We're going to talk about that for a few minutes in the beginning of the broadcast. Cutting through the false left-right paradigm with our guest, Vicki Davis. Of course, her website is www.channelingreality.com. You might want to log on and bookmark that site today. Click on the Become Vocal Local link and start to browse some of the documents we've put up there for you today. Of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast and much, much more. Let's go into the market reports for Tuesday, September the 8th, 2009. Big news, about 4:10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, gold climbed above $1,008 to $1,008.80 in London. The gold fix was set this morning at $1,004.50 and is trading very near that right now. At 6 o'clock a.m. Greenwich Mean Time in Hong Kong, the buyers came into the market, and you can just see it shooting straight up. Anyway, active trading out of New York City as of 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was trading at $1,004.50 an ounce, up $10.10. Bloomberg said it was $1,006.80. You take your pick. Either way, I'm happy. Silver up 48 cents at $16.70. Platinum up $31, trading at $1,284. Palladium up $6 at $297 even. So we can see that the precious metals are finally starting to pay off a little bit for those of us who have been patient. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $990.70 for a low, $1,008.90 for a high. At $1,004.50, gold is up $203 year to year, and it's a 25.33% return on your investment. We'll be back picking up on the other side of this first break with our very special guest, Vicki Davis. Stay with us.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, September the 8th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We definitely come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the opening segment, we let you know the good news that gold is definitely getting out of the box and running for the sky right now, trading well above $1,000 for the first time in 18 months. Well, we had a little bit over 1,000 back in February, but we're definitely hitting some new ground today. We'll see where it goes. I'm always going to be very interested to see as it continues to climb. It's definitely trading about $1,000 below where it should be. Whether we'll make that drive for the $1,500 mark, I don't know. But at least today, we've crossed over the $1,000 threshold. It's been a bumper for quite some time, an annoyance to many. Lots of big hands in the market. But this morning, as I said, about 4:10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, gold climbed about $1,008.80 in the London or Hong Kong markets, and things are looking pretty good right now. In the Dow Jones Industrial Average, open active trading, 42 points upward move today, 9,483 at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The NASDAQ was up 15 at 2,004, and the S&P was up 7 at 1,023. In the crude oil, up $2.46, joining the other commodities for an upward move today, $70.48 a barrel of light sweet crude. And the real troublemaker here, the real problem in all of this is the U.S. dollar index. We can talk about the price of gold going up. We can talk about the price of other commodities and oil going up, but really it's a reflection of the decline in the value of the U.S. dollar. The USDX dropping 89 basis points, trading now at 77.13. You can see this roll over into the foreign exchange markets. The Canadian dollar this morning moves up 75 basis points, trading at 93 cents. The Mexican peso is strongly up at 68 basis points, trading at 8 cents. The euro climbs 101 basis points to $1.45 U.S. The British pound up 124 basis points against the dollar. It's $1.66 U.S. And the Swiss franc moves up 117 basis points, trading today at 96 cents U.S. So we can see that our foreign exchange rates are up. The U.S. dollar is down. We see the same in the bond market. Not much change there. The yield on the 2-year bond is at 0.92%. The 10-year bond is running at 3.47. 30 years are in there at 4.32. So they're stacked up pretty well. But again, that 2-year is still below 1%. The mortgage market down a little bit from a month ago. The 15-year mortgage is trading at 4.68. And the 1 month ago it was 4.94, so we can see a continuing decline in the 15-year mortgage. Same in the 30-year, it was 5.53 a month ago. It's now 5.21. So there you go. Lots of good news. There's your good news for today for all the gold bugs and the silver folk. Also keep an eye on that gold to silver ratio. It's now just barely above 60 and is in decline. So the closer that ratio gets, the stronger the whole commodities market, if you will, gets, in my opinion. But let's go into something a little bit more interesting. We've been visiting on a Tuesday and Thursday basis now for a couple of months with Vicki Davis. She brings lots of material to the plate. We've got some tasty sound bites for you today and lots of material. We're going to talk about the false left-right paradigm, of course, with Vicki Davis. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Will. After watching, spending the last week watching all of these debates on healthcare and knowing that neither side is telling the truth about what it really is about, I thought that a good subject would be the false left-right paradigm that has been going on in our country, you know, since at least the 1980s, and probably even before that. But in my research, that's when I really began to understand more about our political system, was when I discovered that Ronald Reagan actually was not a conservative as I thought he was a conservative. And it was like a gut punch for me when, you know, I found out the things that he did to our country, because I thought he was one of our best presidents, certainly best president in my lifetime.
Well, you know, Ronald Reagan has a long and checkered past, but when he said that he was perfectly qualified to serve as the president because he had a career in acting, you know, you couldn't get much further from the truth than that. Right on the money. We can go back and look at, I think it was George Wallace who said there isn't a dime's worth of difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. I've long maintained that the Republicans and the Democrats are basically just the obverse and the reverse of the same coin. Carol Quigley, the famous quote about, the false left-right paradigm gives the people, the sheeple, the opportunity, or at least the concept that every 2 to 4 years they can vote the rascals out. So you're absolutely right. It is a one-party rule system. And folks, you might want to visit up on the website. Go to www.channelingreality.com. Look down on the left-hand side. You'll see a Become Vocal Local link for today's broadcast. Click on that and you'll see some of the material that we're looking at for today on this broadcast. But it starts off with this left-right hoax. You have an interesting start with an interesting quote here from Paul Proctor. It says, socialism needs two legs on which to stand, a right and a left. While appearing to be in complete opposition to one another, they both march in the same direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when if you're like me at all, you know, you grew up Republican and believing in Republican principles and philosophies, and then you start looking at Ronald Reagan's history and what he did, and you see that basically what happened during his administration is that the parties switched. We went from Western conservatism to Eastern conservatism. And what Eastern conservatism is hardcore communism. And that was something that I learned in, I took a class in Soviet politics in college. And the professor was a Russian. And he told us that conservatism in the Soviet Union was the hardcore communism, because the idea of conservatism is, of course, to preserve the system that you have.
Yeah,
whatever it is.
I think that a lot of people make a mistake in their mind when they think that these things are set in concrete. What was conservative 5 years ago is liberal today. What was liberal 150 years ago is conservative today. As we talk about the philosophical radicals, they were the liberals. They were the Whigs, if you will. What is Whig has become Tory. What has become Tory has become Whig. It goes back and forth, but you're right. The whole idea is, what are you conserving, and what is the time period that you're looking at? If you're trying to conserve the crown and parliament assembled with an established church, the Anglican Church, that's conservative at that time, but it was certainly not something that anyone that was making the Atlantic voyage to these shores was looking to conserve. They were all a bunch of radicals, philosophical radicals, and they created this country, and I'm proud of it. We'll be back in a moment, folks, right after this break. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Oh,
And we've returned once again. Yes, there's a lot to know about Ronald Reagan. Ronnie Reagans is what we used to call him down in Berkeley, California. Well, he was the governor. He was not a a well-liked fellow by most of the people on the street then those days. But years later, when I'd cut my hair and let my freak flags fly, basically, I ran for, I was invited by the Republican Party of King County to run for Washington State House of Representatives, District 1, Position 1. And on that election, when Ronald Reagan was, and George Herbert Walker Bush were running for re-election, in my area, I was on the top of the ballot. Mine was the first vote that you would cast voting for me as District 1, Position 1, State House of Representatives on the Republican Party. I have the opportunity at the convention of meeting Ronald Reagan and having the opportunity to take a have a photo shoot. And as fortune would have it, just at the very moment that I was standing there to get my picture taken with my feet on the X and his feet on his X, the photographer ran out of film and had to reload the camera, so I had a couple minutes there to talk to the president about my campaign, and he went it was amazing. You just saw the Ronald Reagan, the actor, face fall away, and then he had this very personal human face turned to me, and he asked me, well, how's your campaign going? And we talked for a moment or two, and he was very sincere and very genuine, and the photographer said, well, I've got it, Mr. President, and he immediately gets the President of the United States of America face back on and stands up straight, and I reach over, and we shake hands, we get our photograph, and off we go, photo op. But, you know, that just gives you a little bit of a window of some of the reality behind the myth, but definitely... Ronald Reagan was far more than what the teleprompter and the the photographers were capturing.
Right. And what it seems to me is that my impression of Star Wars was that, of course, they were talking about technology and space and all of that stuff. I don't think that's what it was about at all. I think Star Wars was the transition into the cult of personality. And what Ronald Reagan was able to do, well, you know, when he came into office, he had been a liberal. As a matter of fact, they called him he was a self-described hemophiliac liberal. And so when he came into office, the philosophical basis of the Republican Party changed. I don't think most of the people in the United States didn't have any idea. I know I certainly didn't. And so he was able to talk about conservatism and make me think that I knew what he was talking about, because as I was a conservative, but in a redefined way of looking at things with history in mind. What I actually was a paleo-conservative, traditional conservative in this country, but he was a liberal, and he remained a liberal.
Well, these days, they here in Missouri, they have the Lincoln Days and the Lincoln Supper. You know, they herald the Lincoln Republicans, and a little bit too much, you know, but for anybody that has ever studied Abraham Springsteen, Abraham Lincoln, and the people that he was associated with and swept into power with, this is a radical red Republican bunch. They're mostly were Marxists, if not communists. A lot of them came from Eastern Europe, came in all around Missouri and in around Washington to support that, and then during the a war of northern aggression, plenty more of that. So when we say conservative values and we're conservative Republicans, what we're trying to do is conserve this radical red Republican drive that started right back then with Lincoln. So we shouldn't be too surprised. But you're right, Vicki. When I first was looking at it, I sat down and thought that if our Constitution guarantees us a Republican form of government, then the only party that I could conceivably support in this established two-party left-right paradigm would be the Republican Party, because this is not, in my opinion, and my own research now later has confirmed it, this is definitely not a democracy. So we've got a Republican president, a conservative president in Ronald Reagan, so to speak, and he basically was doing a real good PR job, but there was much, much more. Let's just continue.
Yeah. Well, he got his start back, he had been an actor, you know, in Hollywood. He was not really very successful as an actor, but he was hired by Lemuel Boulware to work for GE, to basically be a propagandist for GE. Boulware had worked for the War Production Department, which is now recognized to have been just a hotbed of communists prior to the war. But so he basically understudied Lemuel Boulware in the art of propaganda. And it is an art. It's an art form to basically convince people of things that you want them to believe, to be able to frame it in a way that makes them believe what you're saying, even though if they were to stop and think about it, it would be totally contrary to their own interests.
Well, the average person that's out there, you know, folks, if you, I don't know whether or not it's reflected in any of the Wikipedia articles or things like that, but certainly in more than one set of my encyclopedias, when you look up the word propaganda, it starts off and it basically talks about the Catholic Church and their development of this system of using this form of communication to get people to buy in and to accept their dogma and so on and so forth. Then as we progress from that and move forward, we get into Edward Bernays and his school of thinking. Public relations, well, propaganda, the Joseph Goebbels school, the propaganda and using the media to affect that, it was a little bit too drastic, and so they had to give it a different spin, and so Bernays used the word public relations. And so when Reagan is hired as a spokesman for GE, he's involved in the new speak public relations, but is basically just a straight up propagandist, and so it just continues from that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the message of GE was really what's good for the company is good for you, and you know, you can find a lot of logic in that. You know, assuming the GE is a domestic corporation and that is doing business in the continental United States, you could make a good case for that. Today, you know, where all these corporations are international and they only have their headquarters in this country, you can't sell that message anymore. It doesn't work anymore. But, you know, a lot of us were stuck in the old paradigm of the old economy of the old world. And so much of that,
Vicki, has to do with the access that we had into the media, that we were basically, now for me, I'd never had a television, so I've never been influenced by what's going on TV, but you cannot escape what's going on TV, because as you circulate around, whether at the water cooler at work or wherever, you're going to hear about things that are happening, and it's going to be in people's dialogue, so you really will pick it up. But just glancing at newspapers from time to time at the newsstand or something, waiting for a bus, you know, you get the headlines, you get the idea. But there's so much more in all of this. Let's go into it. We'll talk a little bit about the revolving door of Reagan's administration when we come back from this break. Folks, stay with us. We'll be right back in three.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, Exposing the Secret Plans of the World's Elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again, and yes, indeed, you know, folks, you can go up on the GOP website for your state and for the nation, the National Committee, if you will. You can get a copy of the platform and take a look at it for yourself. But always, you know, we hear this idea about balanced budgets and no earmarks and fiscal conservative and family values and all of this claptrap that's rolled out, you know, under the banner of the Republican Party. Of course, when they're in office, they don't seem to live up to that, never do. But that is certainly the banner that they run under. And folks, if your only source of information, as was mine back in the 70s and 80s, 60s, 70s and 80s, if all you got was, you know, occasional newspapers and some magazines and things like that, you know, you're living in la-la land, and I was politically, really didn't have a clue how it actually functioned. But nevertheless, inside of this Reagan administration, we have various people, Gene Kirkpatrick, a Democrat, George Shultz, his father was a prominent communist, James Baker III, joined Mikhail Gorbachev's State of the World Forum, just to name a few, Karl Rove, Jack Abramoff, Grover Norquist, all products of the Young Republicans, and I was I never actually joined, but I was certainly a frequent attendee at the Young Republicans Club in Seattle. Grover Norquist's idol was Vladimir Ilyich Lenin. Norquist's goal has always been to make government so small you could drown it in a bathtub, you say here on your site, and at the same time breaking the bank on spending, bankrupting our country. And these people have not just served in Reagan's administration, but they've been backgrounders and mentors the whole time period.
Yeah. Well, what I didn't really quite understand at the time, or is that there are two ways to destabilize a system. You can push or you can pull. And bankrupting the government is one way to break the government. And that's pretty much what they've done, actually.
I guess a greater question would be why would anyone be involved in our political system and in government with an intent to destroy the system?
Well, because our system is defined by the U.S. Constitution. It was a system devised with the idea of a government of, by, and for the people. The people that want to break the system are the corporations. If they can break the system, they can do whatever they want and basically create a slave state. And that's precisely what's happening, is that we are returning to a system of feudalism, with this very uneven distribution of wealth brought about by free trade. There's a small group of corporations that are making all the money. Being redistributed globally. See, they used to just, you know, redistribute within the United States, you know, so that working people were paying for the poor people in the United States that didn't have jobs. Now they want to redistribute globally to have the American people that are working pay for the one or two billion people in the world that live in countries that don't have an economic system, that don't have, that haven't evolved.
That's in the UN Charter, isn't it? The redistribution of wealth among nations and between nations?
Yes. In 1973, a document was passed called the New International Economic Order. And what it called for is regional trade agreements, preferences in trade for developing countries, and redistribution of wealth globally.
I think I'd underline that and just simply say that in my own research, folks, many times I've come across various things where you could start it with new in the beginning, order in the end. I have come across the new economic order. I've come across the new legal order. I've come across the new social order, the new political order, the new theological order. All of these things are parts and pieces of a bigger whole that synergistically are working to transform, as Vicki says, and I think F.A. Hayek wrote and spoke of it very well in his book, The Road to Serfdom, this transformation of the world into a global serfdom.
Yeah, and that's precisely what it is. And, of course, the computer systems that I talk about, the surveillance systems, the police state, those are all what they define as the core of government. But it's that core that is going to enforce the enslavement, making you, a slave to this global system of redistribution.
It's a slavery that is going to be welcomed, I think, by people as we continue to go further and further along with the UNESCO education system, the Bloom's taxonomy, dialogue to consensus building, getting the people to exchange their principles for relationship, compromise, all of this nonsense about diversity, which is absolutely the antithesis of diversity. It's really homogeneity. It's a blending, this idea of the melting pot. But I think that, who was Aldous Huxley said, I think people will be able to be happy with their servitude, with all of their entertainments and the various things that with simulations that we can provide for them. They'll be happy with this. They'll like this. They'll love their servitude.
Well, I don't think so, because they're trying to implement it by way of diversity, only they do it the way that they do diversity. It's not in a way that you can appreciate it. They are pushing it in your face. You know, if you go visit a foreign country, you can appreciate their culture. You can appreciate the diversity of cultures as long as it's not pushed in your face, bringing it in your backyard, making you live with it.
Well, yeah, I like to say, you know, that let the French be French and the German be German, the English be English, and the, you know, Israeli be Israeli, and let them stay over on that box of rocks. But, you know, if we can all understand that through our customs and our tongues and our tribes and our creeds, we develop different kinds of lifestyles. No one, and this goes back to the writings of William Ernest Hawking in his Spirit of World Politics, back as, when he was a Harvard professor of Eastern Studies, you know, he basically said that who are we to think that we have the best system, and that the Western European model is the model for the world. There may be other people, other tongues, other tribes, and other creeds, if we just leave them alone and let them come up, that will find a more harmonious way to live, not only with their surroundings, but in their own systems. And so, yet at the same time, in order to have this global dominance, we've got to force this one-size-fits-all program on the world, and that is certainly not diversity.
No, it isn't. And over the weekend, I was watching some program on C-SPAN. I forget which one it is. But the person who was speaking said that 25 years from now or so, there will be no majority in the United States. And I kind of, you know, from that, what I understood is that they are going to try to import some of everybody in the entire world, basically eliminating America's culture, you know, what America was, and making it reflective of the entire globe. And I thought, man, are these people, how can they possibly be so insane?
Well,
all they're doing is balkanizing the country, and we're going to have a war because people are territorial. We're not going to give up our culture for somebody else's culture.
That's very true. The way that, without going into it, making it an immigration talk today, but quickly, just our immigration laws were based up on percentages of representation in the population. And because we were largely Anglo-European peoples in this country from its founding, the bulk of the allowable immigration numbers had to reflect that. And then, depending on the distribution at the time in the year, as they were setting caps on immigration from other places, it was based on that proportion, and so it would always work towards the same proportion. But with the international migration and development agenda and all of this stuff coming from the UN and other places, this is completely upside down and inside out now. And here I'm back to the article, if I can segue into this Ronald Reagan 1982 speech to the British Parliament. He closes out with this quote from the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, where he states that we must be staunch in our conviction that freedom is not the sole prerogative of a lucky few, but the inalienable and universal right of all human beings. Freedom, not the sole prerogative of a few. But notice he uses the word inalienable as opposed to unalienable. And there is a difference, and I've made a strong point of that here on this broadcast, Vicki. Unalienable is inseparable. You cannot alien the rights that we have. But under inalienable, just like inflammable, you certainly can by the operation of law. Folks, we'll be back right after this break. Stay with us with our special guest, Vicki Davis, and your call.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
And we've returned once again, and we're at a very, very interesting place in this morning's discussion, folks. And again, I encourage you to go up on www.channelingreality.com if you're not there already. Vicki Davis's website. Click on the Become Vocal Local link, which you'll find on the left-hand side, and come into the documents that we're looking at, One Party Rule, right now. Vicki, before we go away to another document, I'd really like to spend a little bit of time on this last segment of this first document, where we start getting into and deeper into this new international economic order. When Ronald Reagan's announcement of candidacy for president, November 13, 1979, you have a quote here: "It's no accident that this unmatched potential for progress and prosperity exists in three countries with such long-standing heritages of free government, a developing closeness among Canada, Mexico, and the United States. A North American accord would permit achievement of that potential in each country beyond that which I believe any of them, as strong as they are, could accomplish in the absence of such cooperation. In fact, the key to our own future security may lie in both Mexico and Canada becoming much stronger countries than they are today." Now, dear listeners and Vicki.
Right. Well, and that's the key. And Ronald Reagan's speech in 92 begins that process. And he gets to it towards the end of the speech, almost at the end, where what he says, and this was a very important speech that I don't ever recall hearing about, even though I always read the papers, always watched the news, I never heard about this speech. But what he said in the speech towards the end is that what his idea was to be able to speak directly to the Russian people. And I think it was Brezhnev who was the president or the whatever they called it over in Russia, for them to be able to speak directly to us. And then kind of as an, oh, by the way, and to exchange journalists. Okay. Well, what was not said at that time was that there was a whole bigger plan behind that. And that was the Helsinki Final Act that was signed in 1975, I believe. It was signed by Gerald Ford just after Nixon was taken out. And Ford became president. Ford signed the Helsinki Final Act. And what that was the plan for the reunification of Germany, we thought. At least that's the way it was presented, was that it was the plan for reunification of East and West Germany. But the United States and Canada were signatories to that agreement. And my impression was that we were just observers to that agreement, but apparently not. Apparently we were agreeing to the same concepts and ideas, and that was the beginning of the creation of the unified New World Order. And so that's what Reagan was saying in this speech to the British Parliament, is that they were going to begin working on the New World Order. And then in 1986, well, we know that that's true, because then in 1986, Reagan signed the education agreement with the Soviet Union. And I know you, probably everybody has listened to Charlotte Israelbite, you know, talk about what happened to the education system. She was working for the U.S. Department of Education at the time, and I think she either found the agreement. Well, what it was educational exchange between the Soviet Union and the United States. Well, if you want to maintain your system, about the last thing in the world you want to do is bring educators from the other system over into your schools to teach your children.
Well, we can find that in the roll-up between World War One and World War Two, where the brain trust was vacuumed up. We got Hannah Arendt and Jacques Maritain and Leo Strauss, to name but three, that came over. And Leo Strauss's mission, basically, when he got into the University of Chicago, was to teach Americans about Europe and to teach Americans about America. And so that then came out into what became the neocons, the followers of Leo Strauss, the Straussian neocon agenda. But in this development, which has many, many years of history, this idea that was advanced here in this official announcement by Ronnie Reagan on November the 13th of 1979 is basically the underlying thought behind the North American, building a North American community, the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, not just but in words, but laying out the same format, including the exterior perimeter boundary security net that they intend to bring in. And simultaneously in that is this idea of regionalism and regionalizing the world, but this idea of a free trade area from Argentina to Alaska, that would be the Yukon to Yucatan and beyond, this whole idea of a new international economic order of Western hemispheres, you know, that hails all the way back to the Republic of the West envisioned by Isidore Auguste Marie-Francois Xavier Comte, Auguste Comte, back when he laid out of his system of positive polity. So Ronald Reagan, in my mind and for years, has been not the great communicator, but the great communitarian.
Yeah. In 1983, you know, just 1 year after that speech to the British Parliament, he signed an agreement called the La Paz Agreement with Mexico. And what that did was to create an international zone along the U.S.-Mexican border. And basically, that agreement put that border zone under a different legal system. It put them under international law. It's governed, and to this day, it is governed by through the international route. And the way that agreement was written, it was written completely open-ended so that any jurisdiction in the United States could participate in it just simply, and they could expand the areas of interest included in the agreement simply by the parties agreeing to it. No need to go back to Congress. They set up an external means of funding such that they wouldn't have to go back to Congress for that either. So it's like a cancerous cell that they define to then be able to spread the cancer throughout the United States.
And I can't get past the idea. I went back and did a little bit of research on it and bring myself up to speed once again on the topic or concept of dominion. But to have Canada to our north, a dominion under the Queen, the Crown and Parliament assembled, and to have Mexico on the south with exceedingly strong ties to Spain and from Spain to the Vatican, I feel as though we've been placed into a pincher or a vice between these two competing foreign nations. They've always, you know, they've had numerous wars between them, but now we're the middle ground in between these two, and one can't help but to find not only Juan Carlos their influence coming up, Javier Solana's influence coming up in this idea of the NASCO corridors, the smart highways, the smart grid, and all that technology. At the same time, we've got Britain operating through Canada down into us that way as well, and then their own influence inside Washington, D.C., and no doubt inside of the Federal Reserve banking system. So it's a pretty grim mess we find ourselves in, Ollie.
Completely. It's just disastrous. And the problem is that most people don't even know the origin of our disasters.
Well, we'll pick it up right there on the other side of this break, folks, as we begin hour two with our very special guest, Vicki Davis. Stay right there. Back in a couple of moments.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, September the 8th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. In the opening hour of the day's broadcast, we show the market reports reflecting the upward trend in gold, now well above $1,000. I would have to go back and check to see if it's still in there, but it topped around $1,008.80 at 4:10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time in London and Hong Kong. And so that's a real shot in the arm for all of the people out there, all of the gold bugs. And silver was also up 48 cents, trading at 1670. Good stuff in all of that. And then we went into this discussion that we've been basically hammering around on here with Vicki Davis, our very special guest, looking at from her website. You can visit that. It's channelingreality.com, www.channelingreality.com, where you'll find a Become Vocal Local link. If you click on that, we spent the first part of the broadcast discussing Ronald Reagan and this false left-right paradigm that came in under his watch. And now in this section, we're going to transition over to looking at Philip Zelikow and some of the more one-party discussions that Vicky's prepared for us today. Vicki, you sent over a conference that I viewed, a very lengthy conference, interesting conference that features this Philip Zelikow, the former executive director of the 9/11 Commission, the Whitewash Commission, and discussing the direction U.S. foreign policy should be taking in light of today's globalized world. What do you want to do with this guy besides what I want to do with him?
Well, actually, I found that conference by accident, and it's Philip. Well, the reason I did is because I have a picture on the other left-right hoax of Ronald Reagan with Robert Strauss. And Robert Strauss was the undisputed leader of the Democratic Party, but he was the background leader, he might have been the leader of the Democratic Party at that time. But anyway, I had a picture of it, and there was an article on the Robert Strauss Center website at the University of Texas at Austin. So I went over there, and I just kind of stumbled onto this presentation by Philip Zelikow, who anybody who's ever investigated 9/11 knows that Philip Zelikow was the executive director of the 9/11 Commission, and what he really was is the gatekeeper. And he's the one that selected which witnesses were chosen to testify, which ones were excluded. And in this presentation that he's doing called Global Civilization, it is so interesting because what he is talking about is the process of historical mythmaking. And see, the problem that they're having now in our country and why everything is all falling apart is because they have not been able to fabricate a message to be able to sell the idea of globalization. Because the truth of the matter is that it does not benefit the American people. And so they're having a hard time coming up with a message, a con game, to sell it to the American people. And that's what Philip Zelikow is talking about in this presentation.
Well, when we think about this con game, and folks will pick it up on the other side of this break, we're going to talk a little bit more about this idea of building an idea, a verbal or a word picture in the minds of America and the world. On the other side of this break, with our very special guest, Vicki Davis.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again here on our Tuesday, September the 8th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, visiting with Vicki Davis. And Vicki, as we're going into the break, you had just mentioned this idea of having great difficulty, especially in the Bush administration, and it will carry on into Barry the Usurper's administration as well. They're having a really difficult time getting a viable storyline. You know, we went after the yellow cake and went after the terrorists, you know, tried to come up with all kinds of things, the ragheads, you know, the towel-wearing Taliban, all of this nonsense. But it's all falling on their face. People aren't buying into this war on terror. They're not buying into it. The Internet has gone crazy every time they bring out another one of their storylines, we basically shred it, and then it it loses all of its credibility. So they're really kind of in a bind.
Yes, they are. And that's what Zelikow's job is. I mean, he's a historian. He teaches history, and you can just hear in how he talks, the way he formulates ideas, is that he is a big-picture formulator of historical perspective, even if he's writing it in advance.
Yeah, he's writing a history as we go along. The way that I got it, you know, first of all, he's an attorney. Second of all, he really believes that he's a cut above the rest. There's no question about it. When you look at the video and you can see it up on channelingreality.com, click on Become Vocal Local, it's right in there. But when you listen to him speak and watch his facial movements, I don't know if you picked up on it. I want to get to this clip, but you may have picked up on it. I don't know how many times, I didn't count, he touched his face, he touched his hair. He tried to utilize this neuro-linguistic programming, but he wasn't doing it very well. He's definitely a historian, not a very good historian. He wants to impress people with his ability to speak foreign language. The French that he brought out was very, you know, yeah, that's French, all right, but it's, you know, so what? In the context of everything else that he was saying, he has studied a bit of history. There's no doubt about it. But I think that you're right when your observation is that not only is he a historical revisionist, look at the job they did with September the 11th, but he also is envisioning the future. He's trying to think, apparently, what will the future remember? How will they write the history of this time period? And then he's actually trying to write it as we go.
Yes, that's exactly right. And what he was trying to do with that French is to create a picture for the students of two big ideas, two big concepts. The what is that? Sacré-Cœur? That big cathedral that's there in Paris.
Chartres or Chartres.
Chartres. Yeah. Okay. And the idea of technology, the Dynamo.
Yeah, he was at the Festival of Lights, if you will. He was at the World Expo in Chicago, 1891 or thereabouts, where they were getting into electricity at the very first time, the biggest way. And there was this 40-foot tall dynamo out there, and he was talking about one of the Adams, Samuel Adams. It was Henry Adams. One of the Adams family, you know, from, you know, the old days, you know, the monsters.
John Adams' grandson, I think.
Oh, yeah, it was one of those. And so, anyway, he was trying to use this word picture, but it was visualizing the dynamo and electricity as being the penultimate of that day and comparing it with the cathedral of Chartres. And that was the penultimate of the cathedral building on that day. And so he was comparing these two and leading the audience into this understanding of these really big ideas, really new ideas, and that we are now in one of those time periods where we've got this new really big idea coming, a really big show, he used to say on the TV set. But anyway, we do have a little clip. You want to run it? Well, we've got about 4 minutes left on this segment.
Yeah, do run that. That's...
Okay, this is a clip that you've sent to me. It's the Strobe Talbot Gore.
1990 and 1991, the United States and its European allies laid good foundations for what would in effect be a comprehensive post-war settlement. The elder President Bush used phrases like New World Order, but he and his colleagues never had a chance to add the words or complete the structures that would fill out the vision. In the early 1990s, President Clinton wrestled with this too. There was really a memorable account of this offered in a recent book by Bill Clinton's Deputy Secretary of State, Strobe Talbot. Talbot recounts a meeting in the Oval Office in September 1994. I don't know if you were there for this one, David. When Clinton pushed his advisors to see that, here I'm quoting Clinton, quote, "Our operative problem of the moment is that a bunch of smart people haven't been able to come up with a slogan for where we are, and why and where it's going to take us, that's better than where we've been." It's still Clinton talking. There was the Cold War, which gave way to the New World Order Bush talked about, but now everyone's afraid that's going to fall apart. So, what's next, you guys? Close quote. In Talbot's account, Al Gore was the one who jumped up to that challenge. Gore said, "People now feel in their bones that there's something fundamentally different about the world in which we live. Palpably, ours is becoming a global civilization. There's a universal sense," this is still Gore talking, "that democracy is humankind's chosen form of political organization, and that the free market is humankind's chosen form of economic organization. Rousseau said the body politic is a moral being possessed of a will. We need to make the leap from nationhood to a sense of identity that is truly global, but that embodies Rousseau's point. The blueprint is there, and Jefferson wrote it."
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, and Al Gore was projecting, because I never had any desire for international governance or anything to do with the international. As a matter of fact, most people in this country don't even realize the extent to which the international system affects our lives. They're beginning to now, you know, as everything is all falling apart, but
This clip points back then to William Jefferson Clinton sitting there in the Oval Office or someplace in one of their meeting rooms, and he's got all of his think tank around him, including Al Gore, and they're stumbling. They're trying to figure out a better way of selling the deception to the people, and it was Al Gore that came up with his little line there that you can hear in the clip. But this is basically what we're dealing with in this. It's not really new speak. It really is shaping the minds of the people through their propaganda or their public relations departments, the all of the speech writers. Everything has to support this party line, this new line, this line of reasoning. And we, the people, find ourselves on the outside subject to that and unable to really comprehend that these guys are not just lying through their teeth, they're running a sales job or a confidence game on the people. And I think it's just so damning. We've got about 10 or 15 seconds, Vicki, and then we'll hit the break.
Right. Okay, well, when we get back from the break, we can talk about an organization called NED, which is the National Endowment for Democracy, which was set up by Reagan following the 1982 meeting, and then the Bipartisan Center.
Okay, very good. We'll do that right after this break, folks. Stay with us. The plot thickens, that's for sure. We'll be back in three.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
And we have returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local. And, of course, your calls are always welcome, folks. The call-in numbers are in the Austin, Texas area, or if you have unlimited long-distance access, you can call in at 512-904-8014 to join us live on air and internationally. Around America and around the world, you can call in at 866-841-1065. You wanted to say something a little bit along the lines of the National Endowment for Democracy, which can be found on the one-party rule document we spoke of earlier in the first hour, Vicki. Go ahead.
Yeah, the left-right hoax. Well, part of this exchange that Reagan was talking about was the establishment of a nonprofit organization called the National Endowment for Democracy. And from what I read, you know, the CIA had been doing this kind of propagandizing, you know, by way of covert activities in countries for a long time. But they decided that they couldn't do that sort of thing anymore. So they needed an organization that would operate in the public rather than covertly, ostensibly. So this National Endowment for Democracy was established, and it had the it gives grants to organizations, but there are 4 branches to it. One is the Center for International Private Enterprise. That is, it's business and politics and labor. So it's the 4 aspects of what you would call the political arena. Okay, so you've got the Center for International Private Enterprise represents business. The International Republican Institute represents right-wing politics. The National Democratic Institute for International Affairs represents the left in politics. And then labor, the American Center for International Labor Solidarity, represents the labor piece of it. And basically what this is like turnkey democracy that they have been exporting to various countries around the world to spread democracy, quote unquote democracy. And, it's funded by the U.S. taxpayer dollars.
As well as Woodrow Wilson making the world safe for democracy program going on here through these 4 different heads. And, you know, you've got a choice little quote here from Vladimir Ilyich Lenin. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. So we can understand that what we're trying to do in all of this is to basically control the dialectic by making certain that we don't allow any groups to come up outside of this established two-party political system, which is controlled at the top by the same people.
Exactly. And what this organization has been doing with these 4 branches is that they find and fund insurgent groups or people in foreign countries, and they foment revolution. Basically, all of these color revolutions that have been going on all over the world, I believe, have been fomented, and I've read this, other people believe it too, have been fomented by NED, the National Endowment for Democracy. The irony of it is that we were always told that, you know, we were fighting the spread of communism throughout the world. And what they did is basically they turned it around on us, and here we are fomenting this communism, I mean, you know, throughout the world. And that's the system that's being implemented in our country is the communist system. It's the Soviet system of committees and associations and networks of people behind what appears to be your government structure.
Well, Zelikov got it out really nicely. He's one of the first that I've heard actually bring it out and use it. I don't know whether he's been listening to my broadcast or not. Well, that's a bit arrogant of me, but nevertheless, presumptuous. But he does bring out and use the term pluralism. But he was using it even in a deeper sense than what I have, in that it would more be like in double-mindedness. Even the people take on a pluralistic ideological system where we have multiple ideologies running in the same person at the same time. But we can go all the way back. Let's see if I can get it. Here we go. Bob Hillman down at the Freedom 21 conference last year in Dallas, and he gave me a copy of his book. It's titled Reinventing Government, Fast Bullets and Culture Changes. And in this, on page 56, he talks along this line. At present, UN officials are concentrating on teaching American children democracy as the first step to making them enthusiastic supporters of the new order. And again, a little bit further down here. Now, however, it is also, well, I should start earlier. This one, following directly on the heels of the Edwards revelations, came a second Tribune, that would be the Chicago Tribune story, this one on UN efforts to change what children would be taught in school in the 1920s when William Hale Thompson first revealed that children were being indoctrinated in their classrooms on the benefits of globalization. The Tribune said nothing. Now, however, it's also begun to object to this kind of activity in the UN, in the article, quote, UN New World or New Order Propaganda to Begin at Cradle, written by Walter Trohan. It is stated, quote, at present, UN officials are concentrating on teaching American children democracy as the first step towards making them enthusiastic supporters of the new order. And, of course, this new order, this idea of cradle to grave, that starts back with William Beveridge in England. We find many other places, but certainly, Vicki, for all of the last 100 years, we've been using this, bringing forward this word democracy, which is no more than code for socialism or globalization.
Yeah. Right, because our system is a republic. It's not a democracy.
Exactly.
So, do we have time to play that clip, the Domestic International?
No, we should probably pull that one on the other side of this break. We've got about 2 minutes and 10 seconds until we go to a break. So, this is a very interesting expose that you've got working here, though, in regards to this National Endowment for Democracy. You say here there's four nonprofit groups funded by NED with our tax dollars, as you say. They are business, politics, and labor are on a right-left paradigm. This false right-left paradigm. And so they're controlling it both, controlling it all at the top. But what is really revealing in all of this is you can see that it's not just directed, as you said, against the United States, but at the same time, just to reiterate, that this is also part of the global process. We direct these very same into these countries that, whether they have the economic hitmen or the jackals, as has been written of in the past year recently, what we're looking at is the ambassadorial relationships. And again, back to Zelikow. Zelikow was making beelines back and forth between the United States and Russia.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I have that problem all my life, you know, but that's...
You caught me like a deer in the headlights. I was thinking about something.
You know, at least it was a softball. It wasn't a burning question. You know? Oh, anyway, you've got a couple of other things. We're peddling because we really want to get this clip in next because it really fits in well. But back again just to the article here under the American Center for International Labor Solidarity, formerly the Free Trade Union. I spoke about that yesterday when we did our little Labor Day expose. The labor is about as far to the left, if you will, on this false left-right paradigm as you can possibly get. And you give a tidy quote right here. It says, to tackle the enormous challenges workers face in the global economy, the American Federation of Labor Congress of Industrial Organizations, or the AFL-CIO, the national federation that represents millions of working men and women in the United States, launched the American Center for International Labor Solidarity in 1997, and we all give our clenched fist salute and say, workers of the world, unite, right? Wrong. Be back in 3, folks. Got there. Here's the break.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio. The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned, and in one of those rare moments on live radio, we have Ed McMahon spilling his coffee and Johnny Carson breaking his pencil. But back to you in regards to Ned.
Thank you, Will. No, the Ned doesn't receive a lot of funding from the federal government, and so if you look at it from the standpoint that they're the ones that are funding all this stuff. No, that isn't what they do. They are the ones that set the agenda, set the message, if you will. They put together the talking points, and they do a little bit of funding of some organizations, but I think basically they serve the purpose of a pointer organization. You know, they both point to the organizations that have the funding, and they also give them the talking points to talk about.
Well, one of the things that we deal with on a regular basis on air, and certainly when I'm doing my news gathering in the morning, if you look on Bloomberg or any of the other websites out there, folks, you'll see that there are always video clips and audio clips that are available. Various people come in from the think tanks and places like that, or people from Wall Street or the street. And this just reinforces, in my mind, Vicki, how the great reliance, you say pointers, the great reliance upon the experts say. Men familiar with the matter said. The guy behind the curtain whispered. So-and-so said in a note today. You know, that kind of stuff. It really drives the policy. It drives the news and the media and this propaganda. But we've got a clip here, another one of these Zelikow deliveries. Shall we try that one?
Yeah, let's do.
Okay, here we go, folks. Again, this is Philip Zelikow.
I don't want to do a detailed recapitulation of the last 8 years of the Bush administration. What I do want to remark, though, is they've had their experience illustrates a couple of successes and a couple of failures, and all of them are instructive. So I'm going to dwell for just a minute on these successes and failures. A couple of successes. First, the Bush approach, I think, solidified an emerging consensus that world politics has changed in a profound way, which emphasizes the rise of transnational issues, cutting across societies instead of being defined principally by the divisions between states. So traditional rivalries of power blocks recede in importance, and there are unprecedented opportunities for cooperation among world powers. That sense, that depiction, I think, has solidified in the last 8 years. A second success was to reinforce an already emerging view that if the era is dominated by transnational concerns that are cutting across societies, well then, the nature of domestic governance is an appropriate core concern of international politics.
Okay, there we go.
Right, and that's what has us all up in arms and why you have a program called Become Vocal Local. Because they are pushing the international agenda down into our domestic communities, and that's part of the New World Order. That is the New World Order.
Well, the idea also advances transnational and getting beyond the sovereignty of nations in this new global order. But, folks, if you recall earlier, and you can go back and check in the archives, I don't remember which day I gave talks on this, but I make frequent reference to it, Vicki, and that is that we've got, and we do have a caller coming. I see you there. Just hang on, caller. But we've got the Tavistock Institute working in all of this as well. So it's not just the American think tanks. It's a global process. But off of the Tavistock Institute, I started following this trend towards localism. But what they're talking about is taking the power to the edge, bringing it down into the local area, as opposed to sovereign nations and sovereign states, and some of the Tenth Amendment resolutions that we've been hearing all work towards this idea of taking power to the edge. But it all has to do with the undoing of traditional government and bringing in a new system. Let's bring up Brian right here, Brian from Arizona. Brian, are you with us?
Yeah, when is the dumbest nation in the world going to walk into their employers and say, I'm exempt, I'm not filing anymore, I'm not paying anymore? When are the small businessmen going to stand up and stop filing their income taxes and quit paying into this beast and just say enough is enough and just get it over with and bring it to a crash? The people are so, they deserve everything they get. I am so fed up with trying to talk to people about 9/11 and other things, and they don't want to listen, and they say you're nuts. You know what? These idiots deserve exactly what they get. Every last one of them. I'm laughing at them. I'm and Fox News is covering this. Why? because they want to take over this patriot movement and sell them down the river because they're stupid sheep and they deserve every last thing they're getting. And I'm sick of them. They make me puke. They all deserve it.
Well, you're
they deserve it. They're so stupid.
You're not at all far off, Brian. I can say that. And yesterday I heard some clips from Jim Traficant's first speech after he has been released from prison. He's back in the fray again as well. A lot of people are looking at the Internal Revenue Service and the Federal Reserve banking system. It's coming under more and more attack. So you've just got to know, Brian, that everything that the media can do and people like Philip Zelikow, they're going to craft the language. They're going to do everything that they can to co-op, infiltrate, embed, basically take it over. Just like back in the 60s when we went from anti-war protesters to hippies, that was a whole other transition, and from the hippies to the yippies, and from the yippies to the yuppies, they then became the neocons. Again, it's all propaganda, it's direction, and you're right, I think that even though 99% of the people in this country would fall very strongly under the category of sheep or sheeple, just completely dumbed down, as Charlotte Isserby said, there's still some glimmering hope. But I don't know, to answer your question, Brian, I don't know when the people will wake up and stop participating and feeding the beast. Vicki?
Yeah, well, I know that it has taken me probably the better part of the last 7 or 8 years to reach the level of understanding that I have of what's going on. And I don't know how you reach people. Maybe you could send them this page, Become Vocal Local, and maybe if they see, listen to this guy, Philip Zelikow, listen to the comments and read what I wrote about Ronald Reagan, if you could just, you know, implant the seed of doubt that what they're seeing in the public arena is reality, because it isn't.
Well, that is so important. You know, the seeds of doubt, it works both ways. If you can shake the enemy's confidence, what we saw in the Bush administration, what we're still seeing now, even out of this Philip Zelikow discussion this morning, Brian, is that, and this is right out of Sun Tzu's Art of War, when you see that the enemy is getting old and feeble and they're arguing amongst each other and vying for power amongst themselves, you know that their time is very short and it's about your time to strike. And so we can see all of this crumbling down inside of this very corrupt system. As I mentioned, Vicki, on a previous broadcast, I think it was on Sean's broadcast, Two's Company, Three's Allowed on Sunday evening. We're at a time now where the great generation is passing away. And so now is the time when these leaders, and this is also, we brought it out on Oracle Unleashed last week, this is a time where we need to shine on. We need to become vocal local. And every time these clowns, just like at all of the various town hall meetings, every time these clowns, these yaks, as Mike Chambers says, come around us, it's time for us to get up, get in their face, hit them with the facts, the law, the evidence, and just watch them squirm, because they don't have any talking points. They're fresh out of ammo, and guys like Philip Zelikow are earning his keep, maybe, but he's scratching his head, Brian, to work up the new talking points, and their story's not being sold, so they're in deep trouble. Brian, last comment?
Well, last comment is the jig is up.info. It's against this swine flu. Everyone stay away from these swine flu viruses. They're going to kill or maim you or cause you problems. The jig is up.info. I heard it on another Oracle broadcast this morning, and I haven't seen it yet, but it sounds like a great site to get information about the swine flu on. And this is going to bring in all of the quarantine. In fact, Dave Von Kleist used to be with the Power Hours leaving the country over this. He thinks things are going to come down very fast with the quarantines and the bringing in of the 400,000 troops, and they're going to have this here as a reason to crash the economy and possibly take over, he thinks. Maybe he's right, maybe he's not. But this whole, there's a reason for this swine flu, and it's nothing good. You can guarantee that.
That's exactly right, Brian. Hey, I thank you for your call. There's also the Mary Toko sites that are out there, childhoodflushots.com. On that one, I think they have a local plan that you can click on. I don't have that notepad in front of me right now, but you're right, Brian. There are lots of things that we can do. TheJigIsUp.com is another site. We all need to be paying attention. Everybody says that in September and October, these are the times when the crashes and the big October surprises come. So we need to be alert, be aware, and watch things very carefully. We'll be back right on the other side of this commercial intermission with our special guest, Vicki Davis. Stay with us.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day Books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
And we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local for our last segment of today's broadcast. Our call-in number is 866-841-1065 if you'd like to join in as Brian did in the conversation. He gave the jigisup.com. There's another, there's two others, Mary Toko's websites or childflushots.com where you can see the swine flu plan that she's prepared. She also has another website, it's childhoodshots.com. And yes, indeed, and in fact, we definitely have a grave need to stop feeding this beast system. Any way that you can get involved, there's another group out there that are working on don't buy, don't comply, ask why. Another slogan out there. Lots of slogans coming, but these are all the same kind of expressions of a public outrage, if you will. But again, in this established two-party political system, we're going to have to look at this established two-party political system as the disease and get rid of this disease. I'd like to abolish this established two-party political system, and we need to make as much gain as we can in 2010 and 2012. Working from outside is going to be like the bullhorn boy on the street corner. It makes you feel good, but 8-9 years has gone by, and very little has changed. Vicki, another one of the articles or the documents that you sent over this morning is the Bipartisan Policy Center. And before we talk about the Bipartisan Policy Center, folks, I always direct your attention to the words bipartisan. Not nonpartisan, not an established two-party political system, but a bipartisan policy center. This just reaffirms the idea of the established two-party political system where there isn't a dime's worth of difference between Socialist Party A and Socialist Party B. Vicki?
Right. Well, yeah, and the project that Philip Zelikow is working on, he's doing it for the Bipartisan Policy Center. And what they are trying to do is to fabricate the singular message that they can get everybody to buy, to buy into the confidence game that globalization is a good thing. And what the Bipartisan Policy Center is, it says it's a nonprofit organization that was established in 2007 by former Senate Majority Leaders Howard Baker, Tom Daschle, Bob Dole, and George Mitchell.
Brother.
To develop and promote policy solutions that can attract public support and political momentum in order to achieve real progress. The BPC acts as an incubator for policy efforts that engage top political figures, advocates, academics, and business leaders in the art of principled compromise. Okay, so there you go. I mean, that is a domestic edition of NED. It's the political leaders trying to come up with a singular message to sell the idea of globalization.
Well, if we can understand the real challenge that they've got in all of this is that there is a huge network that is, lies below the national committees, that lies below the U.S. House and the Congress and the Senate. There is a huge party network of Republicans and Democrats all across the 3,066 counties that we have in this country. And there is a problem, really, because for so long, just like you and perhaps myself a long time ago, Vicki, inside of this idea that, well, I'm a Republican, or, whoa, well, I'm a Democrat. People are inside of this belief system. What's your political faith? They might ask, well, I'm a Republican. Why? Well, because my father was a Republican and my grandfather was a Republican, and that's why I always vote Republican. There are people that are inside of this established two-party political paradigm, and they are causing great trouble at the local level, at the county committee level. They can't recognize what's happening in Washington. And as you've said in the first document that we talked about, the opening sentence, is that people are leaving these two parties by the droves. And so they're crumbling. The House of Cards is crumbling, and it's crumbling from the inside out and from the bottom up, which, to me, we don't want to waste this good crisis. I think it's time for us to act. Vicki?
Right. And that's their game plan, isn't it? So we can use that, too. But, yeah, that's exactly right. During the Bush administration, Republicans left the party in droves, and that includes me, and they became independents. And now the same thing is happening to the Democratic Party. And it's because our political establishment has moved away from domestic interests. They're trying to sell us that they're interested in our domestic politics, but their transportation policy, economic policy, health policy, none of the policies of the political establishment really help the American people. It's all part of the global agenda.
Well, I think
the
word is really right, really correct when we talk about consensus and building a dialogue towards consensus, even a bipartisan consensus, getting everybody to agree on certain basic fundamental principles of transnational corporatist government. And so they're in the process of trying to find the talking points that they're going to be able to sell Americans on giving up America. And you can imagine their challenge. But at the same time, we really, really need to understand how weak their position is and strike at the moment of their weakness, because As I've said on this broadcast, certainly many times, is we're going into this box canyon from which there's no escape. The global system cannot be allowed to be a governance system or a government globally, because there is no place for the redress of grievance. There's no recovery once you go into this. And as Walter Wriston said, and we really need to go back and revisit the early wiki documents and the others, 1991, the year the world changed, we really need to understand how this computing system is being used against us. But at the same time, every tool has a good use and an evil use, a correct use and an improper use. And if we could look at what we can still do with this internet system and how the internet could be used as a much better system of representative government in the future, and we could start looking for solutions along that line, Vicki, I think we would be in a far stronger position to bargain at that table inside this dialogue to consensus when we let them know beyond a shadow of a doubt that their system is broken, their ideas are failed ideologies, and they cannot continue to exist.
Yeah, well, the Internet, you'd never hear me argue against the Internet. I love the Internet. And it is what started this mess. It revealed the whole strategy. It's revealed everything. Every political opinion, every politician, they're in a fishbowl. And it's the Internet that lets us see that. But by the same token, they have used the capability of the Internet to try to create an international governing structure. And there was no need for that whatsoever. They didn't have to do that, and they don't have to do it, and that's what we have to stop. We, in America, we have our form of government, our form, our beliefs, our way of life. And there, we don't want to change that. You know, for all of its faults, we don't want an international system where a bunch of world leaders get together and form organizations like the WHO, and they put the WHO in charge of our healthcare system in the United States.
Yeah, well, the large picture on all of this, again, goes back to, as I mentioned, I like to reference William Ernest Hawking's book, The Spirit of World Politics, from time to time. And I think it's a good place to look, because so many of the countries around the world, either through the influence of the Crown and Parliament assembled as colonies, as dominions, and so on, they no longer have any recollection, and sometimes they don't even have the population to support it. They have no understanding of where they were before this Anglophile or whatever invasion occurred. We have countries all up and down in the southern hemisphere that have been transformed by these political hitmen and the political con scheme coming in and selling them their souls for into slavery for their resources. There's a time period where we could do a restoration globally if we can look outside of our own box and get some other of these various and sundry nations and states on our side with this argument, that if we can get this globalist agenda put in a right perspective internationally through the use of the computer, and I don't know to what end that G. Edward Griffin is doing that with his Freedom Force International, but certainly if we can get this word out and get people to understand that the system that we have is absolutely broken, it's decrepit, they've broken it themselves, and now that it's broken, let's not fix it again, folks. Let's build a better system for a new tomorrow. Thank you so much, Vicki. We'll have you back again on Thursday. Tomorrow, folks, I'll be with Daryl Everhart again as we shred
taking
the Jesuits.
Taking one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from survivalistseeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from survivalistseeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Survivalistseeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.